ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमो महापदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। हरे कृष्ण। तो टुडे इज आल्सो डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ राय रामानंद राय। सो वी हैव टू डिस्कस दैट पार्ट आल्सो एंड देन वी विल कम टू श्रीमद् भागवतम। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 20 एंड टेक्स्ट 8। हाउएवर बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द वर्सेस एंड स्टार्टिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम I would like to discuss something about Ramananda Raya. Today is Jyeshtha Krishna Panchami. Panchami Tithi, Krishna Paksha month Jyeshtha. This is the day when this particular day Ramananda departed from this material world and entered his spiritual sky. Ramananda Raya, one of the most important eternal and confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very great personality, We know when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling from starting from Jagannath Puri and he was going to South India. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the way to South India, towards South, on the bank of Godavari River, one of the very important, pious, Pavitra Nadi River, Godavari, right on the bank of Godavari River, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to see Rai Ramanand Rai. Ramanand Rai met there on the bank, right there on the bank of Godavari River. Place now is named Koyur, Koyur. And also it is known that Ramanand Rai was incarnation of or he was holding the potency of Visakha Sakhi, one of the eight Sakhi in Vrindavan. So he was Visakha, he was carrying the potency of Visakha Sakhi and mood of Visakha Sakhi. And same time it is also described that he has some part of Arjuna as well. So Ramanand Rai, same time he is Visakha as well as Arjuna. And also Ramanand Rai appeared in near Jagannath Puri. If we have visited Jagannath Puri, near Jagannath Puri, Alalnath, very celebrated, must have seen that deity of Vishnu Bhagavan, Alalnath. Nearby, that track of land is known as Brahmagiri. Yehi kahte hai na? So there, that is a place where he was born and brought up. And since he was a really great personality, he became the governor of district of east and north and south district of Godavari, Godavari district. The very confidential servant of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So we are discussing about Rai Ramanand, very important personality. And also there is very important conversation took place between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramanand right there on the bank of Godavari River. And that conversation, the very celebrated conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramanand, it is considered to be the top most because there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed the most confidential aspect of devotional service. However, we don't have too much detail to go through the whole conversation. Really, it is a big, important conversation between Rai Ramanand and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, one time, there, assume, at least meditate that for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramanand sitting right on the bank of Godavari River. And middle of their conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Rai Ramanand, Rai Ramanandji, please recite a very important verse from the revealed scripture, Shastra, concerning the ultimate goal of life. Topic was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested, you please recite means boliye, a one verse, a shloka, which is from revealed scripture and concerning the ultimate goal of human form of life. मनुष्य जीवन का जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण लक्ष्य है उससे रिलेटेड कोई श्लोक है, इफ यू नो देन प्लीज रिसाइट. एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु राय रमानंद रिसाइटेड वन वर्स that talks about that Varnashram Dharma. And purport of that verse is if someone perform, execute his prescribed duty in the term of varna and ashram, then sodharma charane, if he executes sodharma, then what happens that, what it means? Raya kahe sodharma dharma charane Vishnu bhakti hai. Vishnu bhakti is the ultimate goal of life. So simply by executing your prescribed duty in the term of varna and ashram, varnashram, a person can achieve the highest or ultimate goal of life. This is the beginning of conversation. Samajhe na? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requests, you have to recite important verse. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reluctantly, Eho Bahi, whatever Rai Ramanand you are talking about Varnashram Dharma, eventually which cultivate Varnashram, by cultivation of Varnashram Dharma one can achieve the ultimate goal of life, that is Vishnu Bhakti. I consider it is okay, but external, Eho Bahi. Age Kaha. If there is further, more important, then please tell. And then Rai Ramanand started to talk. One point, Rai Ramanand recite a verse from Shastra, and he talks about Prema Bhakti Sarva Shastra Sar. What is the goal of human form, topmost ultimate goal of human form of life? Krishna Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, not Krishna, Prema Bhakti Sarva Shastra Sar. Essence of all revealed scripture is that to obtain the Prema Bhakti. Prema, love in devotion. Loving devotion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is really nice. Now you to ultimate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are talking about Prema Bhakti. How we can obtain Prema Bhakti? That was one of the most important question asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How we can get Prema Bhakti? Tyar Bhakti Vishnu Bhakti many name. Then Rai Ramanand Raiji talks about how we or anyone can obtain highest or ultimate goal of life, Prema Bhakti. प्रेम भक्ति कैसे प्राप्त कर सकते हैं? यू शुड बी वेरी सीरियस. दिस कन्वर्सेशन इज टेकिंग प्लेस बिटवीन राय रामानंद राय, वन ऑफ द टॉप मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल एसोसिएट ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु, एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ. एंड टॉपिक इज हाउ वी कैन uplift ourselves on the platform of Prema Bhakti. We must be interested to know that process, that vidha. And then Rai Ramananda talks about very celebrated verse, Krishna Bhakti Rasbhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate. Very a literary way Rai Ramananda says, Krishna Bhakti Rasbhavita Mati. Mati, an intelligence that is saturated by Krishna Ras, Krishna Bhakti Ras, with the mellow of Bhakti, we should create, we should purchase, we should
खरीद लेना चाहिए। कृष्ण रस भाविता मति क्रियताम ए एन इंटेलिजेंट कंप्लीटली सैचुरेटेड विथ द लव ऑफ कृष्ण दैट शुड बी ऑब्टेन दैट शुड बी परचेज यदि कुतोपि लभ्यते इफ इट इज पॉसिबल एनी हेयर इफ यू गो वॉकिंग इन द मार्केट इफ यू सी दैट द कृष्ण रस भाविता मति इज ऑन द सेल समबडी सेलिंग देन विदाउट डिले विदाउट मेकिंग एनी फर्दर बार्गेनिंग मूल्य मत पूछिए जो मांगता है दे कर ले लीजिए। कृष्ण रस भाविता मति क्रियताम कुतो अपिलद इफ एनी हेयर इट इज अवेलेबल डोंट डिले डोंट वेस्ट योर टाइम फॉर बार्गेनिंग मुलाई मत कीजिए कि अरे भाई थोड़ा दाम कम करो व्हाट एवर प्राइस दैट पर्सन सेलर इज आस्किंग जस्ट पे एंड टेक इट। नाउ राय रमंदर इज टॉकिंग अबाउट प्राइस मूल्य देन व्हाट टाइप ऑफ मूल्य प्राइस इज रिक्वायर्ड व्हाट वी कैन पे फॉर दैट तो ओनली वन प्राइस इफ यू कैन पे यू कैन अफोर्ड दैट प्राइस देन सर्टेनली यू विल अबटेन यू विल गेट इट एंड तत्र लवल्यम अपि मूल्यम एकलम ओनली वन मूल्य वन प्राइस एंड द प्राइस इज लवल्य इंटेंस ग्रीड टू गेट कृष्ण प्रेम ग्रीड मूल्य का आपको चुकाना होगा लोभ ग्रीड बहुत अच्छा शब्द नहीं है ग्रीड बड़ा खराब माना जाता बट तत्र लौल्यम अपि मूल्यम एकलम ओनली वन मूल्य यू हैव टू अफोर्ड यू हैव टू पे एंड दैट इज इंटेंस ग्रीड टू ऑब्टेन इट। जन्म कोटि सुकृत न लभ्यते बिसाइड्स दिस इफ आर नॉट फॉर्चुनेट एनफ टू डेवलप ग्रीड इंटेंस ग्रीड टू ऑब्टेन कृष्ण प्रेम यू आर ट्राइंग टू अर्न सम पाइटी पुण्य बाय द पावर ऑफ पुण्य यू वांट टू परचेज दैट इट विल नॉट जन्म कोटि सुकृत ए पर्सन हु हैज अर्न पाइटी फॉर कंटिन्यूस फॉर मिलियंस ऑफ लाइफ टाइम बट दैट पाइटी वुड नॉट गुड एनफ टू परचेज कृष्ण प्रेम। तो राय रमानंद इज टॉकिंग तो दिस कन्वर्सेशन टूक प्लेस एंड द बैंक ऑफ गोदावरी रिवर प्लेस नाउ इज कोवूरू एंड देन Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to visit South India and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that Rai Ramananda also had developed attachment for association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rai Ramananda, I am on the way to South India tour. Soon I will return my headquarters Jagannath Puri. Please, you also go there. Be there, we will live there together and I will be fortunate at end up to get your association. Without your association, I could not relish my human form of life. So please be there. So Ramaraya Ramananji came Jagannath Puri waiting. He resigned for a government post. It's a big post but resigned. Devakran came Jagannath Puri. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India and then eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting in Gambhira, Jagannath Puri, a particular place, small temple called Gambhira, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was residential quarter for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were staying there and Rai Ramananda
Swarup Damodar and Sarvam Bhattacharya. They were the really confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing the highest realm of devotional service, that is viraha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling intense pain of separation from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. At that time, Rai Ramanand Rai, Swarup Damodar, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, these personalities were there to assist, to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relishing that pain of separation from Radharani. Was feeling the pain of separation from Krishna. That mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and that time Rai Ramanand was helping him by when they say the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what type of mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that time, they were reciting the similar corresponding verses from Srimad Bhagavatam or revealed scripture, especially Nam Chaitanya Charitamrita described that song, Gaan of Chandidas, when a Bengali poet, very celebrated poet, he was reciting some verses, Sangeet or Chandidas, and another was Vidyapati from Mithila, north of Bihar, Maithil Desh, he was also a very great devotee, and Jayadev, Git Govindunam. So we can understand here importance of Rai Ramanand. He was the one of eternal and most confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About him, many things is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. However, we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam also. So we are coming on the text. So today we will read the verse 8. It is written on blackboard, displayed on blackboard, so please repeat with me.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nisa Mukhe Sukhadyotah Tamsa bhanti na graha yatha papen pakhandah nahi bheda kalau yuge nisa mukhesu. During the movement of evening twilight, Khadyotaha, the glowworms, Tamsa, because of the darkness, Bhante, shine, Na, not, Graha, the planets, Yatha, as, Papena, because of sinful activities, Pasandaha, atheistic doctrines, Na and No, He certainly, Vedaha, the Vedas, Kalau Yuge, in the age of Kali. Translation and purport. Translation. In the evening twilight, during the rainy season, the darkness allowed the glowworms, but not the stars to shine. Sign 4. Just as in the age of Kali, the predominance of sinful activities allow atheistic doctrines to overshadow the true knowledge of the Vedas. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. During the rainy season, in the evening, there are many glow worms visible about the tops of trees, hither and thither, and they glitter just like lights. But the luminaries of the sky, the stars and the moon are not visible. Similarly, in the age of Kali, persons who are atheists or miscreant become very prominently visible, whereas persons who are actually following the Vedic principles for spiritual emancipation are practically obscure. This age of Kali Yuga is compared to the cloudy season of the living entities. In this age, real knowledge is covered by influence of the material achievement of the civilization. The cheap mental speculators, atheists, and manufacturers of so-called religious principles become prominent like the glow worms, whereas persons strictly following the Vedic principle or scriptural injunction become covered by the clouds of this age. People should learn to take advantage of the actual luminaries of the sky, the sun, moon and the stars, instead of the glow worms light. Actually, the glow worms can't give any light in the darkness of night. As clouds sometimes clear, even in the rainy season and moon, even in the rainy season and the moon, stars and sun become visible, so even in this age, in this Kali Yuga, there are sometimes advantages. The Vedic movement of Lord Chaitanya, the distribution of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is understood in this way. People seriously anxious to find real life should take advantage of this movement instead of looking forward the so-called light of mental speculators and atheists.
So this chapter describes rainy season and autumn in Vrindavan. So how Vrindavan forest is glorious and becomes very, very beautiful. That is subject matter of this chapter. We know as soon as rainy season arrives, the clouds send for the water, rain. Megha jivanam mumuchu. The clouds release their life, the water. And as soon as the earthly planet are here in terms of Vrindavan, when it is sprinkled by the gods of the rain, Indra, in previous verse talks about Dev Midha. In rainy season, earthly planet, here especially we are talking about Vrindavan. Vrindavan is 12 forest of Vrindavan. The Braj area consists of 12 forests, that is called Braj. One of 12 forests is Vrindavan. So the forest Vrindavan, Braj Bhumi, is sprinkled by the god of rain, Indra. Indra sends forth of water, and then the earth or Braj Bhumi works, yes, is become completely fully nourished and satisfied and happy. As soon as rainy season arrives, certainly Indra become responsible, send forth the cloud, and the cloud release the water, and once the Vrindavan is sprinkled, pani chhidk dete hain, the Vrindavan becomes completely nourished, satisfied and beautiful. So let us relish some beautiful aspects of a Vrindavan. In Srimad Bhagavatam, one place, gopis of Braj, they are glorifying the Vrindavan. Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vidhunoti kirtim. My dear sakhi, one sakhi is addressing another. My dear sakhi, friend, Vrindavanam, the land of Vrindavan is increasing the glory of earthly planet. Vidhunoti kirtim. Swarga, land, heavenly planet, is very glorious. It's very beautiful, very opulent. But Vrindavan becomes more glorious than heavenly planet. Not only heavenly planet, but it becomes more glorious than even Vaikunth planet. Jayatite dhikam janmana braja srayat indira sarsvata. Vrindavan is glorious. Vrindavan is, land of Vrindavan is very beautiful because Indira, the goddess of fortune, the goddess of prosperity, the goddess of beauty, Saswat Atrahi Nivasati Sarayate. Lakshmi Devi came to know that Krishna is going to appear in Vrindavan. Immediately she gave up opulence, majestic delights of Vaikuntha and came here. Jayatite dhikam janmana braja srayat indira. And when in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Devi is like Swamini, mistress Sijna. But Lakshmi Devi, when she comes in Vrindavan, she serves as an ordinary servant, maid servant of one gopi. He takes subordinate serve of one of the gopi, especially Vrinda Devi, and he starts. She takes in her hand khurpi kahte hai na, khurpi. Lakshmi Devi, even here in when he is residing in Vrindavan, in Vaikunth, always is whirling a lotus flower in hand, and like Lord, mistress. But here as a servant, holding khurpi kahte hai na, khurpi, some digging instrument. And in, by the instruction of Vrinda Devi, Vrindavan said, here you have to do this, and mix the soil soft, and same time sprinkling water on the different type of plants. So that region wise, Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vidhunoti kirtim. Vrindavan is increasing the beauty of earthly planet. Why? Because Vrindavan is so beautiful. First of all, itself Vrindavan is very beautiful, no doubt, but same time the Indra also joined all the demigods. They joined to make Vrindavan very beautiful as well very pleasing, very nice. Of course, this forest, Vrindavan forest, is maintained by Vrindadevi. She is in charge. Of course, this forest is forest of Vrindadevi. Radharani ka forest nahi hai, Krishna ka bhi nahi hai. This forest belongs to Vrindadevi. It is separate matter, this forest, the track of land is ruled by Srimati Radharani and Krishna. That is separate matter. But actually the mistress, Malkin of this forest is Vrindadevi. So Vrindadevi was very because this place is going to be a Leela Bhumi of Krishna. So Vrindadevi uses all expertise. Vrindadevi has some expertise, ability to decorate, make it beautiful. So she doesn't spare a single expertise of her personality. Use it to make it beautiful because Krishna is going to perform this his pastime. As Rupa Goswami describes that, how the very celebrated Vaikuntha Janito Bara Madhupuri Tatrapi Raso Savat Vrindaranyam. Since Lord Krishna displays his most confidential pastime here in the forest of Braja, 12th forest of Vrindavan, that is the reason why it is glorious than Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Janito Bara Madhupuri. Madhupuri, Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha because Krishna appeared in that city. But better than, glorious, more glorious than this Vrindavan, Mathura city is, are the 12 forests of Braj, Vrindavan. Why? Vrindaranyam Uda Vaikuntha Janito Bara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasut Savat Vrindaranyam. Further is Govardhan and Radhakund, that part I am not going to tell, but that is also will come in time. So this forest is decorated by Vrindadevi. The goddess of prosperity, goddess of fortune, and goddess of fortune and opulence, she is personally taking charge, taking care for decorating, making this Vrindavan beautiful. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam previously described that in order to beautiful, make the Vrindavan beautiful, Indra also joined. And Indra, what Indra does? Dev Miha, Dev means Indra, Dev. This Vrindavan is sprinkled nicely by Dev, Indra, by sending clouds for releasing the water. And also Vrindavan always they hold the, in the rainy season especially, the surface of Braj Bhumi is covered by green grass, better to show bluish green grass or greenish blue grass, both types of green grass and bluish. So this is very nice. And yet another beauty of Vrindavan, Devaki Sut Padam Bhuja Labdha Lakshmi, and the footprint of the son of Devaki, son of Yashoda, is also visible there. Here Krishna in Vrindavan walks about on the bare foot without shoes. So certainly the footprint of Krishna is visible in Vrindavan. That is also one of the glorious Lakshmi, that beauty, the opulence of this Bhumi. And what happened, to imagine once Krishna, always it happens, once it was afternoon, evening time, sun was about to set, before sun, say afternoon, was cloud, whole sky was covered with dense dark cloud. It was daytime, But since sky was completely covered by dense dark cloud, and it appears that any moment it could rain. Few drops also dropping, coming from the sky, from the cloud. At that time, Krishna was there in the valley of Giriraj Govardhan. And all of a sudden Krishna took his flute. First he put his flute in the vest, but took his flute and started to play. As soon as Krishna started to play the flute, what happened before the cows and calf, they were grazing, eating the grass in different places. Different type of birds were chirping. very nicely making the sound. And also rumbling of the clouds also. The whole valley of Giriraj, it was resounded by different type of vibration, sound. And same time, since the Brinda Devi had decorated very nicely, the every single plants and trees, they are loaded with green leaves, flowers, and also they were loaded with fruits. And since everyone, the whole forest was blooming with flowers, so fragrance, divine fragrance was coming out. So whole situation was completely saturated by the divine fragrance of different type of flowers. So atmosphere was resounded by, vibrated by sound, different type of sound, and same time it was saturated by the fragrance spreading everywhere. Of course, beauty was also, beautiful scene was there, and Krishna started to play flute. As soon as Krishna puts his flute on his lips, lower lips, immediately all the birds, they sat on the top branches of the tree. They took position there, fly above, and they took their seat on the top branches of the tree. And the animal, cows, calf and hurin, deer, they also climbing clearly, climb up on the peak of the mountain, Giriraj Govardhan. And from there, every single living entity, birds and the animal, they simply gaze, they fix their eyes on the form of Krishna. They are looking only Krishna, seeing Krishna and hearing the flute vibration. The vibration made by flute by Krishna. That's hearing that part one. And as soon as Krishna, and they stop other activities. They keep silence like Muni. They are not. When Krishna started to play, they stopped. They took the vow of silence, mourn. And as soon as the sound vibration of Krishna pick up her mayur, they assembled, they came, gathered, running from all directions, came settled around the Krishna, and they spread their wings, punk, and they started to dance. Krishna was playing. Krishna is playing, and mayur, moor, they are dancing, and other birds, they are simply listening as well as they are fixing their eyes right on the Krishna and that scene, and hearing and seeing only. So this scene is available only in Vrindavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the most attractive, beautiful personality playing the flute. Vrindavanam Sakhi Bhavo Vidhuno Tikriti. Since this scene, this beauty is available
here only in Vrindavan, that is the reason why Vrindavan is glorious, more glorious than heavenly planet. What to talk about heavenly planet, more glorious than Vaikunth planet. Govinda Venu Anu Unamat Mayur Nirtyam. Unamat Mayur, peacock, they are dancing. Krishna is playing. Sky is covered by dense dark clouds, and it seems that any moment it could rain. So this is the beauty of Vrindavan. So this verses focus that we should consider. We should always think about how this beautiful, beautiful this land is there, how glorious the land is there. Today verse talk about one beauty of the rainy season. Nisha Mukheshu Khadyota Khadyot, a very small tiny insect, that Khadyot are glowworm or firefly. Some the radium type of thing is there in their body. Simply they move, then it is become light, glitter. So in evening time, especially night time, evening time, what happens there? Sometimes because the cloud is there, so sun, no question of sun, night time, the moon and stars, different type of stars, the star you know, Dhrutara is there, Arundhati is there, Brihaspati is there, Shukratara, different type of stars are there, they are name of star and moon. They are luminary, but since they are covered by cloud, so they are not visible. And the everywhere, every single inch, the glow worm or firefly, they are littering, glittering, shining everywhere. Where they say very little, small or small. So that is the beauty. They are glittering, they are shining. Glow worm, glow fly, baby fly. They are littering, they are shining, but sun is not. Moon or stars are not visible. They are not shining because they are covered. Similarly, yatha papen pakhanda nahi veda kaluji. In the Kali, similarly, in the Kali Yuga, due to the prominence of atheistic miscreant people, both Vedic knowledge, Veda is not sign visible. Nobody knows about the how Vedas and doctrines, knowledge of Veda is not visible. Because papena pakhanda, due to atheistic doctrine, many people have concocted different type of doctrine, and they are so prominent in this age of Kali, their supremacy is there. So there are some real person, real jnani, real devotee. They are practicing devotional, they are practicing the principle of devotional service only to obtain Krishna prem or for liberation, but they are not visible, obscure. Koi unko janta hi nahi hai, koi janta nahi kahan hai. They are not visible, they are very much obscure, unknown, due to the pakhand. People have created different type of doctrines, different type of philosophy, atheistic philosophy, which completely contrary to the Vedic doctrines. They so so obstinate, they are so cruel, that even sometimes they deny the existence of Krishna. Atheistic, they don't believe that God is existing. So this is misfortune. Us, one Hindi kavi has described that by mercy of Krishna we have knowledge, whatever knowledge.
Ishwara is Krishna is residing everyone's hearts, and he is the source of knowledge. Whatever we know, whatever that is by the mercy of Krishna. But unfortunately, we don't know Krishna. By mercy of Krishna, we know everything, whole world visible. we know geography, we know history, and that what we know, anything and everything we know by the mercy of Krishna. But our misfortune is that we don't see Krishna, we don't know Krishna. Jagat janayo jehi sakala so hari jano nahi. जिन हरि ने सारा दुनिया को दिखाया दाद हमको दिया उनको हम नहीं जानते हैं. जगत जनायो बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्णा वी नो एवरीथिंग जगत बट सो हरि जानो हरि को मैं नहीं हम भगवान को जिना खिन सब देखिए आँखी न देखा जाए. बाय द हेल्प ऑफ माय आईज आई कैन सी यू यू कैन सी मी एंड एवरीथिंग बट दिस इज योर फॉर्च्यून और माय फॉर्च्यून. वी डोंट सी आवर आईज आँख से आप सबको आँख को नहीं देखते हैं. दैट इज सेपरेट मैटर. व्हेन यू गो इन फ्रंट ऑफ मिरर देन यू कैन सी योर आईज बट ऑब्सेंस ऑफ मिरर नहीं देखते हैं ना हम. जस्ट आई बाय द हेल्प ऑफ दिस आई बाय द मर्सी ऑफ आई बाय इन्फ्लुएंस आई आई कैन सी यू बट दिस इज माय फॉर्च्यून बट आई डोंट सी द आई. तो सिमिलरली बाय द mercy of Krishna we have obtained different types of knowledge, but it is misfortune in our part. We don't know Krishna. Who is Krishna? Ava jananti maam mudha maam simpan maasa. Sometimes when Krishna visible to ava janan, they decide that he is also one of us. Why I should accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God? So here in this verse also, jagat janayo jahi sakala by the mercy of jagat janayo jahi sakala so hari jano nahi jin aankhin sab dekhiye aankhin dekha jaye. Hum log bahut jante hain, geography jante hain, history jante hain, economics jante hain, psychology jante hain, kya science केमिस्ट्री जानते हैं, फिजिक्स जानते हैं, मैथमेटिक्स जानते हैं, कंप्यूटर जलाना चाहते हैं. बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्णा ही है मत्ता स्मृति ज्ञान अपोहन सोर्स ऑफ नॉलेज इज कृष्णा. बट व्हाट इज आवर मिसफॉर्च्यून आवर पार्ट वी डोंट नो कृष्णा दिस इज आवर मिसफॉर्च्यून. सो दिस वर्स डिस्क्राइब द ड्यू टू इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ एथिस्टिक डॉक्ट्रिन्स atheistic philosophy, the Vedic knowledge are not visible, and other thing atheistic like were very much prominent. They known every single student of the school, they know about different type of theory, but they don't know about the Veda, they don't know about the Krishna. Hare Krishna. I think I should stop here. If you have any question or comment, please. Of course, we have practically no time. But if any really demanding is matha phat raha bina puche to paisa kya puchna to puchi ko ke batai. We are residing in Vrindavan and we are practicing Krishna consciousness. No, practically, please repeat the question. Precisely, what is the question? We are living in Vrindavan. We are practicing Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan. Still, what is the question? Still, kaam, krodh, lobh, and moh is what they are doing. They are haunting our in brain. They are our constant companion, eternal friend. They don't leave us for a single moment. यही ना प्रश्न है.
कि यहाँ रह रहे हैं, भक्ति कर रहे हैं, लेकिन काम करो तो हमारा कभी भी साथ नहीं छोड़ते हैं। तुम्हारे ऐसा फ्रेंडशिप इनके है कि हमारा सेपरेट एक मिनट के लिए नहीं जाते हैं। दिस इज एक्चुअली माई क्वेश्चन एज वेल। मैं भी यदि आपके यहाँ बैठा होता तो यही पूछता है। दिस इज ऑल्सो माई क्वेश्चन। तो मैंने तो कह ही दिया ना, हमारा क्वेश्चन ही है। डोंट एक्सपेक्ट एनी आंसर फ्रॉम मी बिकॉज दिस इज माई क्वेश्चन एज वेल। और कुछ